Morning. I'm going to talk about George Nelson Coffee. As was mentioned, he is the, or was the second president of ASA. And so what I'm going to do this morning is just give a little bit of a background on Coffee himself, just who he was and what he was or where he's at as a soil scientist. Also then look a little more closely at the presidential presentation that he made to ASA, and then finally some of the other contributions that he made to ASA, other presentations over the years, and publications in ASA journals. Now, Coffee himself did his training at the University of North Carolina, received his bachelor's degree there in 1900. And the University of North Carolina at this point in time was one of the programs that was producing a lot of the scientists that were moving into the new Bureau of Soils, doing the soil surveys that were being put together for the United States. His major professor there was Collier Cobb, who actually was a geologist. And most of the people that were mapping soils at that time were in the area of geology. But you know, as I mentioned, UNC sent a lot of people on to the soil survey. One of the people that Coffee came into contact with in his time at North Carolina was Hugh Hammond Bennett, who they had a lifelong friendship formed from their days in college. Thomas Rice is another one that if you go back and look at the old soil surveys, a lot of work done by Thomas Rice. So there are a lot of people coming out of University of North Carolina at this time. Now, he did join the Bureau of Soils in time for their second season of field work. So Coffee was involved from a very early stage in the mapping that took place here in the United States. And you can see that starting in 1905, he was actually moved into the position where he's in charge of soil classification and correlation. That was a rather important position in the surveying that was being done. In fact, when Coffee moved on to a different position in 1909, his replacement was Curtis Marbot. So it was a rather high position within the organization. Now, his early writings show that Coffee himself felt that there was far too much emphasis being put on geology when we looked at soil classification and at the soil mapping that was being done. And Coffee wanted more emphasis to be put on the properties of the soils themselves, as opposed to this underlying geologic material. That's a position that didn't exactly put him in line all the time with his boss, Milton Whitney. So, but he continued on, went to George Washington University to continue to do graduate studies because of these convictions that there was a better way to address this. And his advisor at George Washington was George Merrill, who was again a geologist, but one of the people that was very heavily involved in a lot of the early soil stuff here in the United States. Now, if you go through, and I'll talk more about it in a little while here, but Coffee's master's degree, which he published in 1911 in an ASA publication, the Proceedings of ASA, his master's thesis exposed him to a lot of other ideas in the area of soils, soil classification, and soil survey. In particular, he had a lot of regard for the Russian work that was being done under Dukhachev. He was exposed to Hilgard's ideas and Chamberlain, Thomas Chamberlain at the University of Chicago here in the U.S., and he had a very high regard for all of these individuals and for the work that they were doing in the area of soils. Because of that exposure in his master's work, he continued on with his PhD, and so he was looking to come up with a better way to classify soils in that PhD work, kind of building off of the things that these other people had done. Now, his dissertation was eventually published as a U.S. Bureau of Soils Bulletin 85, and for those that are somewhat familiar with the history of soil science, that is the work which Coffee is most often recognized. If you look at a lot of soils textbooks, if Coffee's mentioned, this is the work that does get mentioned. But something that's rather interesting, I think, and gets overlooked oftentimes in these historical recounts is that there were at least three documented instances prior to the publication of Bulletin 85 where Coffee both presented and published on these ideas. So Bulletin 85 is the big one that gets a lot of attention, but it certainly wasn't the first. Okay, getting ahead of myself there. Coffee himself did not remain in soil science throughout his entire career. He left the Bureau of Soils in 1911, just based on some things that I've read and what we know of some other instances with King and Whitney, for example. I suspect it was probably some philosophical differences with the boss. But he went on to the Ohio Agricultural Station in Wooster, where he worked with Soil Survey in Ohio for a time, and then from there on to the University of Illinois. By 1922, he left soil science as a career. He had a young family, decided that life as a soil scientist in the early 1920s wasn't very conducive to spending time with your family, and so he bought a business and got out of soils. Now, looking at ASA and where he and the presidency of ASA, he was elected in 1909, and you know, some of the names, they say that, you know, you can tell something about someone by the company they keep, and you notice who nominated Coffey for the presidency. You know, you start looking back and you look at names like Bennett and Merrill, and you know, you got Hopkins nominating you for presidency. You seem to keep some fairly good company in the days of the early soils here in the U.S. It was also, by the way, it was Hopkins who convinced him to move to Illinois when he left the Ohio Agricultural Station. So he seemed to get along well with some of these folks that had, particularly people like Bennett and Hopkins, who didn't mind pursuing some alternative ideas in the world of soil science. And one of the things that he did as president was formed a committee on soil classification and mapping. And I think that committee is notable more so, not for what it actually accomplished or failed to accomplish, but it establishes a very direct link to Marbot. I mean, not only did Coffey and Marbot work together in the Soil Survey, but they also served on a committee together, and it seems rather unlikely that there wasn't some communication of ideas between these two individuals, given the contact they must have had in these kinds of settings. Now, his actual presidential address, he titled The Value of the Field Study of Soils, and it was given in Omaha in 1909. This right here actually is the second time. I mentioned earlier that Bulletin 85 is oftentimes credited as being, you know, this big attempt to introduce these alternative ideas to American soil science. This presidential address is actually the second time that some of these ideas were put in front of American soil scientists. The ideas of Dilkyachev and Hilgard were not the focus of this particular presentation, but you can see those influences in it in a couple of instances. And there's definitely times in this presentation where he's in there saying, we got to look at something more than what we're doing right now. There's other factors that need to be considered. So just put up a few selected quotes from this talk, and you can, you know, read through these, but these two quotes here, the thing that seemed important to me from these particular quotes is that they show Coffey thinking about soils and properties of soils, impacts on plants, moving away from the way that a lot of agronomic science was done in his time. Now, these were not, in his case, necessarily original ideas, but they were definitely ideas that didn't fall within the majority of those who were doing agronomic work in his time. And the basic idea here is, if we're going to look at agronomic production, it's important to consider the soil in terms of agronomic production. Hilgard, for example, makes some remarks in the late 1800s. You can see the same remarks made by Marbot in the early 1920s, but a lot of agronomists would go out and run yield trials and completely ignore whatever the soil was. It was like the soil was nothing more than an anchoring medium for the plants to support themselves in, and they would look at fertilization, they would look at climate, you know, precipitation and temperature and such, but they would completely ignore the soils that the crop was being grown in when they tried to determine what yields should be and what conditions the crop should be grown under. And so one of the things that he really tried to push in this presidential address is that soils are important in terms of crop production. We need to look at soils here. In terms of the influence of some of these other individuals, of Hilgarden, of Dukhachev, in this presidential address, he talked about the influence of climate on plants being recognized, but then says, you know, this stuff influences soils too. And we're not recognizing that. We don't have this understanding in our field that the climate's important to soil. Okay. Or the third quote down there, you know, impact of vegetation on soil, something that, you know, is not commonly recognized. We're not looking at this, we're not thinking about this, and we need to be. Okay. Now, in this particular presentation, these ideas are probably more in line with Hilgard's than Dukhachev. I mean, certainly Dukhachev had climate and vegetation or organisms in his ideas on soils as well. And so, and I know just from other readings I've done that at this point in time, Coffey certainly had been influenced by Dukhachev. He didn't go into this talk into some of the other things that Dukhachev was discussing, like topography. But you can see these influences from people that are outside of the, you know, business as usual within the Bureau of Soils, and the way that that soil classification, soil survey is being approached within the Bureau of Soils. I mentioned that Coffey was very big on wanting to look at the soil itself and to consider those soil properties. And this quote right here from that presidential address, you know, brings that out. You can see that he talks about the great variation in the character of the soil and how it's important to understand these, you know, in terms of crop production. Now, he's certainly focusing this here, you know, towards that agronomic crop production aspect as opposed to soil survey in this particular statement, but you can see that desire to bring about a recognition that soil properties are important and that we need to look more closely at the soil and at soil properties. So he's trying to push people, you know, into a new direction, a little bit new way of looking, you know, at this thing that we call the soil, as, you know, and using this presidential address as a platform to try to put some of these ideas forth. Now, these two statements here, the first statement is the opening sentence, and the final statement is the concluding sentence from the concluding paragraph in his presidential address. And here, what Coffey is getting at, and remember that the title here, he's talking about the value of the field study of soils. The way that soil science was commonly approached at this point in time by the majority of those researching in this area was to go out, collect some material, come back to the lab, and run any number of various tests on it, chemical tests or physical tests. It was a very lab-based approach to the study of soil science. And so, you know, here again, Coffey's pushing a little bit different perspective, a different way of doing things. He says we need to go out, we need to look in the field. And he does acknowledge that, you know, laboratory investigations are important. You see there in that, you know, particularly in that second statement, talking about, you know, combining your field and your lab work to arrive at a more complete understanding. But he's really pushing this idea that we need to go outside, we need to dig holes, we need to look at what's there and understand the soil in its field context. And we're not doing that. There's a statement that I don't have up here, but during his presidential address, he made a comment that he went to a university. It doesn't say which one or who the professor is, but he went to a well-known university addressing a class of a well-known professor in the field and gave basically this talk. You know, told them about how important it is to get out in the field and look at soils. And then after the talk, the professor came up and said, you know, this is completely opposite of what we've been doing, and it makes so much sense. You know, so, you know, it's a different way of looking at things, and he's trying to push this different perspective on studying the field. Now, that was, I guess, that kind of the highlights of that presidential address that he gave. I do want to spend a little bit of time also looking at some of the other presentations that Coffey made in ASA, because there were a lot of really good ideas, ahead of his time ideas, that Coffey brought to other ASA meetings and published in the ASA publications as well. The very first of these, Physical Principles of Soil Classification, was presented in 1908 in Ithaca, New York, which I believe was the first meeting of ASA. But in this one, and I mentioned earlier that I knew he'd been influenced by Dokuchev even before the presidential address. In this one, he gets into four of what we recognize today as our five soil forming factors. He talked about geology, he talked about climate, talked about topography, and he talked about the biology, all as being important in soil formation and things that we need to be considering when we look at soils. And in this talk, he talks about the need for a soil classification system that differs from the very geologically oriented system that was in place at that point in time in the soil survey. So he's showing very definitely, in this case, influence from Dokuchev and the work being done in Russia. He's also showing very much a willingness to break away from what's being done as the standard here in America and look to other places, other people for ideas in a better way to approach things. I mentioned that there were at least three times that he presented ideas along these lines to soil scientists here in America before Bulletin 85 was published. Here's a work that was based on his master's thesis, presented in 1911 and published in 1911, but he goes over a number of different groups. Hilgard, Chamberlain, Dukhachev got particular praise from Coffey in this particular presentation. And again, that's in his master's thesis as well. Fertilizer experiment, the purpose interpretation of fertilizer experiments. This particular talk, again, he was getting back to this, we got to consider soils as well. It was an early, this was the reports of an early research project that attempted to include both soils and fertilizer treatments in considering these influences. Or an erosion study done in 1913. Now this one, they never published results from it. When we look at University of Missouri is where we typically look and say, here's the first erosion studies. But I think things like this just kind of demonstrate that forward thinking, aspect of Coffey. He was in there looking at some of these same kinds of issues, same general time period, promoting some things that we weren't looking at here in the U.S. At that time, or the report on the Soil Classification and Mapping Committee in 1914. Actually, the committee itself doesn't seem to have accomplished a whole heck of a lot, other than arguing with each other over how they should approach this, but definitely documents exchanges between Coffey and some of the other people of his day. I think probably the most important being Marbot in terms of people he came into contact with. And then this one was published in the Journal of the ASA, but he certainly went beyond just ASA and trying to promote these views. This particular paper was based on the presentation he gave to the American Association for the Advancement of Science in 1915. The views that he put out were very similar to what he was giving to ASA, but he did attempt to introduce the term soilist during this talk, as opposed to soil scientist, which I don't think really was a soil scientist at the time either, but tried to introduce the term soilist to describe those people who researched soils for a living, along with geologists, biologists. We have a soilist. So I guess the basic idea here behind Coffey and ASA, of course, he was the second president. He was very heavily involved in the early days of ASA, both as the president, actively at meetings, presenting at meetings, presenting through the publications of the scientist. And a lot of these ideas were very very much ahead of his time, the things that he was bringing to ASA and presenting at these meetings. So I think that does our time in for now, but thank you.